Yeah, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. A split of your Southern road swing. You fall 82-66 at Towson, but bounce back and win a wild one at UNCW on Saturday, 81-77 in overtime. Just talk about the two games last week on your trip.
Sure. We went into Charleston and obviously faced a quality opponent and a well-coached team. And, I thought we competed a little bit, but really couldn't keep their guards from getting into the lane. Joe Chile played really, really well, as did Willer, and Brantley is, you know, just a nightmare matchup for everybody, just a terrific player. So and following that, we went down to UNCW and played an exciting CAA basketball game, back and forth. Both teams had chances to win it. We were very, very fortunate to get out of there with a W and settle down in overtime and play pretty good basketball, and got a big boost off the bench from Thomas Murphy. Played really well. And, you know, just lucky to get out of there with a win.
Did you learn a little bit about, or how proud of your team, I guess, UNCW rallies late to send that game into overtime and then takes the lead? Not an easy environment for a road team to be in anyway at Trask Coliseum. And then you guys scored 11 straight points. I know a big shot from Bolden Brace there down the stretch. Talk about what you might have learned about your team in that stretch.
Yeah, I like the way we responded under difficult conditions and adversity. You know, we had what looked like a comfortable lead, and if we managed the game better the last 3 minutes of regulation, felt like we'd get out of there. But, you know, to give UNCW credit, they battled. They were in foul trouble as well, and their team really responded behind the strength of their home court crowd, and they made the necessary plays to push it to overtime. And even, with 3 minutes to go in the overtime, they had the lead. You know, I thought our team dug in and showed some resilience and obviously, made some big plays. Bolden Brace's three, I thought, was the one that gave us the final separation for the game. And as you said, I mean, you're looking for, positive, especially knowing how difficult it is to win on the road in this league against, quality teams and quality coaches. And to come out of there with a win, we were extremely pleased.
Here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for Coach Cohen this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You talked about Thomas Murphy, CAA Rookie of the Week this week. He's three straight games in double figures, including 17 in the game down in Wilmington. Talk about the year he's had. I know he had a big opener and then seemed to have had a little bit of a lull, but it's certainly gotten hot over the last couple of weeks. Talk about what he brings to your team. And I know you had his brother for a year last season. Is there any sort of comparison between the two of them?
Yeah, Thomas and Alex are totally different players. Thomas is more of an inside-outside guy, and Alex was, more of a perimeter four. But, they're both great kids, come from an outstanding family, and really, Thomas really, really wants to be a good player. You know, his older brother played at Florida, and Alex, played at Florida and Duke, and Thomas is, has a lot of pride and wants to live up to his brother's accomplishments and even exceed them if possible. But, he's in the gym every day. He works at his game, and I think he's getting more and more comfortable to the college game and what, the demands at playing at, the collegiate level. Physically, he's getting stronger. He's getting more comfortable in the offense, and I think he's you're seeing that with the type of results and production he's putting up.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, certainly one of the trends, especially since conference play, has been all the points that are being scored. I think 20 out of 30, where it's been 80 plus for the winning team in conference play. And you've been around in the league a while and seen the ups and downs where it's been a more defensive league this year. The offensive numbers, not only in points, but shooting percentages are higher, and there's usually a drop, I think, in conference play as teams are more familiar with each other. Any reason in your mind for the higher point totals and the good shooting this season?
Yeah, and I think, it's across the board in college basketball. people are going to more of four guard lineup and small ball and playing and a heavier emphasis on 3-point shooting and skill. But still, I think in crunch time and certainly the second time around when you play somebody, those numbers, in my opinion, will probably drop a little bit as coaches dig into the scouting reports. But I think it's a combination of the change in the emphasis in the rules and freedom of movement, the emphasis in style in terms of 3-point shooting. But certainly this league is a talented league, and there are a lot of players that, if they're given an opportunity, can score a ton of points.
You guys have kind of been down that same road. You guys are averaging 10 threes per game in CA play. Is that something just based on your personnel and feel like you got a lot of good shooters, or is that same part of the same thing you were just talking about with maybe changing to the more free-flowing system and the shot clock and all that type of thing?
Yeah, a little of both. I think, it turns to a recruiting philosophy. What type of players do you think you can, will give you the best chance to win the league? And certainly 3-point shooting is a big part of what we do and what we feel can help contribute to winning the league. But it's also, when you look at this, traditionally the guards in this league have been really, really good. And, that's where you have to compete. And when you look at, College of Charleston, who was picked to win the league, and their backcourt and their ability to put up points, I think everybody has to kind of keep pace with that and make sure you have enough 3-point shooting in order to be competitive.
Your team is sitting just a game out of first place and hit the road Thursday to play the team in first place in William & Mary, talking about 3-point shooting. They do that pretty well as well. As you've started to scout the Tribe, what are some of the keys in being able to beat them on Thursday?
Yeah, well, they're just explosive offensively. And Nathan Knight and David Cohen are having about as good a year as anybody in the league. Really, really talented players. Obviously, Coach Shaver does a great job, and year in and year out, they're the toughest prepare scout team that we face. I mean, they're just just always play a great team basketball and with great pace and space to their offense and timing. And this year is no different. They have talented shooters at every position. They can score in transition. They can score in the half court. So we'll have our hands full, and obviously got to keep them from reaching the 100 mark, which they've done a couple of times this year.
All right, Bill. Thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
All right.